From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Two films arrive in theaters today, one animated, the other about animation. How to Train Your Dragon is a digitized adventure from the hitmakers at DreamWorks Animation. Waking Sleeping Beauty is a documentary about a period when animation grew so unpopular the Disney studio almost gave up on it. Bob Mondello has our reviews.
If your kids are hankering for some dragon riding, soaring, vertigo-inducing 3D, and you just can't bear the thought of sending them back to Pandora, consider a trek to the Viking island of Burke. Judging from some of the accents in How to Train Your Dragon, it's just off the coast of ancient Scotland, and with nightly dragon attacks, it's a pretty thrilling place to be. Unless you're so scrawny that your dad named you Hiccup.
Oh, come on, let me out, please. I need to make my mark.
Oh, you've made plenty of marks, all in the wrong places.
Please, 2 minutes. I'll kill a dragon. My life will get infinitely better. I might even get a date.
Bravado aside, Hiccup hasn't got a killer bone in his dweeby body. In fact, when he succeeds in wounding a dragon, his un-Viking-like impulse is to nurse it back to health. Before long, in a semi-wordless getting-to-know-you sequence that owes a lot to the Black Stallion, he's turned a fierce ebony creature into a very big, fire-breathing pet, and they're flying together through the night skies. This would be wish fulfillment for any kid, except that in Hiccup's case, if his fellow Vikings find out, he'll be toast. Adapted from Cressida Cowell's children's stories by the writer-directors who made Lilo and Stitch, How to Train Your Dragon has all the things that Shrek and Madagascar and other DreamWorks pictures have trained audiences to look for in a digitally animated film. Snarky dialogue, belched fireball in the face 3D, a little too much aerial swooping and soaring, and in a story that's not just about a nerd making good, but also about overcoming and accepting physical handicaps, it has a good deal of heart. If that sounds like a pretty obvious recipe, Waking Sleeping Beauty reminds you that it wasn't always. Don Hahn's documentary looks back at the 1980s, a dark decade at the Disney studio, when expensive flops like The Black Cauldron prompted rumors that the house the mouse built would shut down its entire film unit. Instead, new management arrived, Michael Eisner and Jeffrey Katzenberg from Paramount, and Frank Wells from Warner Brothers.
It was an invasion from Hollywood. The parking lot was jammed with BMWs and Porsches. And I remember interior decorators tearing down walls that hadn't been touched since 1939. New Berber carpeting replaced decades-old linoleum. And I couldn't figure it out. What's wrong with linoleum? I mean, Walt Disney walked on that linoleum.
Some animators left, others hung on as the new guys reconceived their pictures. Did a mermaid story seem too much like the Disney hit Splash? Well, turn it into a musical. Bring in computers to jazz up Beauty and the Beast, and what's this twice-rejected live-action mashup? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Let's greenlight that. By the time someone proposed a hand-drawn version of Hamlet, featuring lions, hyenas, and a warthog, no one was talking about shutting down Disney's animation unit anymore. Now, while there's lots of talk of bruised egos in the picture, no one is going to mistake Waking Sleeping Beauty for a tell-all documentary. It's hardly impartial. Its director produced many of the pictures I just mentioned, and it seems to have a score to settle with Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's depicted as a raging egotist.
We heard one day that Jeffrey was going to come in with a reporter from the Wall Street Journal, and he was going to follow us around to show how the movie got made. And Jeffrey performed for the journalist, and in that article, Jeffrey was proclaimed the guy who was saving Disney Animation.
By later that year, Katzenberg was out. And while Waking Sleeping Beauty doesn't mention what happened to him, you'll be pleased to know he's done okay for himself as co-founder of DreamWorks, the folks who are bringing you How to Train Your Dragon. I'm Bob Mondello.